Visiting today with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, we are at AFR Day here at the Capitol, and we've been talking about, man, there's just a lot of things that producers are tackling right now.
Certainly a really challenging time. I think drought is on top of mind for everyone, really all across the state of Oklahoma, especially in the western side of the state, and along with that, the fire danger that comes when we've got the low humidity, the high temps, and the winds. So our forestry staff is really engaged with local emergency management, those rural fire departments, so we can be as prepared as possible to respond to any fire situations.
And of course, we can't control the weather, but then we're also fighting input costs. Fuel costs, you know, just basically everything's kind of coming down at once.
It certainly is. You know, when we've got diesel that's over $5 and fertilizer prices in some cases are 300 to 400% more than they were this year last time, it's really challenging for producers to make decisions to plan going forward. And I think that's the big issue is, what do I do? Do I go ahead and put that fertilizer out? Is it going to rain? You know, am I going to plant soybeans? Those make producer decision making really challenging.
And you were also kind of talking about, you're in a small town. I come from a small town, but sometimes we don't always get to hear about specific issues. And you said, reach out. That's what we got to do, because you won't know about them if somebody doesn't talk about them.
You know, I really encourage people to do that. I think sometimes folks assume that everybody knows, but it's a big state. You know, we've got 77 counties, and it's all different when you move, you know, from the panhandle down to southeastern Oklahoma, totally different issues for folks. And it's our job at the department to help where we can. And then sometimes it's just connecting folks with someone else who can assist them. So we want people to communicate with us. Most of us that work at the department either grew up as ag producers, or we are still ag producers now, so we understand and we want to help improve things for ag producers in Oklahoma.
And how fortunate we are here in Oklahoma to actually have legislators that are ag folks as well.
You know, that makes a big difference, because when we can walk into an office and talk to someone who grew up on a farm or runs an operation when they're away from the Capitol, makes a huge difference in policy decisions made in Oklahoma City, because ultimately we want these policymakers to do things that are good for farmers and ranchers, and having ag legislators is a big piece of that puzzle.
Well, and I know one of the things we were talking about is avian influenza. It kind of goes along with African swine fever. We have to be very, very careful in these situations, because they're hitting a little bit closer to home.
They're getting really close to us. You know, most recent detection on the high path avian influenza in Kansas. Our team here, though, led by Dr. Hall, who is our state veterinarian, are very prepared, certainly very engaged with USDA on all of these issues, so that if it happens here at Oklahoma, we're going to work with our producers and be able to respond as best we can.
Now, to talk about something a little bit more positive that we've been talking about, we've got the Certified Beef Program and also lots of really cool Made in Oklahoma things. So talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, I love value added, because yes, that means more dollars for our producers. Seen a lot of success with the Oklahoma Certified Beef Program. The legislature put that into place a couple of sessions ago. You know, here at lunch today, we had Oklahoma Certified Beef on the menu, and it's fabulous, and it's marketed and branded that way. And that includes all of our Made in Oklahoma products. I hope people are finding those in the stores. We have a concerted effort to really make sure that we've got those identified or in a special spot in the grocery store so that you can find them, but we want them to be supporting our local producers here in the state.
And anything our producers can do to get that added value, that's what we want.
You know, those margins are so thin typically, especially when we're just selling commodities. When we can add value to it, that's more dollars back to those producers. That makes for a bigger margin, and then people can plan better. They can get a little bit relief and not have to be following the ups and downs of the commodity markets quite as much. So lots of certainly benefit to consumers, because they're great products, but ultimately gives those producers you know, something more to plan on when they've got some more room.
Thank you so much, Secretary.
Okay, thank you.